Parshas Emor. Now, topic of Halacha series. This week's parasha ends up with the pasuk of Makkeh Behema Yeshalmena. A person who smites and damages a behema must pay for it. The Rambam in Chovel HaMazik, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, quotes this pasuk as the source that an Adam HaMazik Momen Chaveroi Chayv L'Shalem Nezek Sholem Ben Chaya Shoigeg Ben Chaya Oines. And he quotes our pasuk, how do you know a person who damages even the Shoigeg has to pay? Shenema Omake Behema Yeshalmeno V'Leichileik HaKosu Ben Shoigeg L'Mezid. The Torah doesn't distinguish if it's by mistake or on purpose. You must pay. This is based on the Gemara in Subas, Namatei Amud Aleph. Question we'd like to discuss today. We have a person, Reuven, parked his car at the corner of the street where it's forbidden to park. The reason being because the drivers coming in don't have. They can't see. It's like a blind spot for them. And Shimon was driving down, turned the corner, and smashed into Reuben's car, causing damage to Reuben's car, causing damage to his own car, and causing damage to himself. Want to know? Does Shimon have to pay? Does Reuben have to pay? Does it depend on the situation? So, well, there's a sugi we have to learn in Bava Kama Lam Memches, and then we'll try and apply it to our case by us. Says the Gemara in Bava Kama Memches Amud Aleph. Nichnas lechotzer balabayis sheloi brushus. A person without permission walks into someone else's chotzer and without permission, maybe he puts down his shawl, whatever he did, v'hizik es bal habayis, the intruder damaged the bal habayis, so he has to pay. Or oy bal habayis huzak boy, either the intruder damaged the bal habayis or the bal habayis got damaged. Says Rashi, hizik means biyadayim, actively, the intruder actively damaged the bal habayis, that's hizik. Or bal habayis huzak boy, the bal habayis, the intruder passively caused the bal habayis damage by being there and the bal habayis tripped over him. Chayav. Your shaloi brushus enters someone else's domain. You cause damage. You chayev. He's zikoi bar. Either way, he's zikoi barabais. If the barabais damaged the intruder, potter. Okay. So let's work out. We're told there's someone in the street who parks, who is also the park. So, it's Shaloi Brushus. It's Shaloi Brushus. So, count. And here it says, he's Zikoi Barabayas Chayef, Potter. So, can we go ahead and bring a truck and smash into the guy? Because he's Shaloi Brushus. Because he's Zikoi Barabayas Potter. Well, hang on. Omar Akhofa.
The intruder is in your house.
Not there to hurt me. It just intruded my property.
So even if he's not there, he's not threatening you to hurt you, you can still hurt him.
I suggested. So let's see. The Gemara clarifies the Gemara. Omar Papa. Le'amoron ela de lo yhavi yodabi. When is the Balabais potur for damaging the intruder? If the Balabais wasn't aware the intruder was there. But if havi yodabi, his ziku Balabais chayav. If the Balabais saw, knew there was someone that had intruded into his property and he was mazik him, the Balabais is chayav. Why? My timer. Shum to omale. Nehi the islach reshusa lafuke. The intruder says, granted you have the right to throw me out, but azuki leslach reshusa, you have no right to damage me. So if the Balabais knows there's someone there and he damages him, the Balabais is chayav. You can only throw him out, but you can't damage him. Continues the Gemara. V'ozi letamayu. Domav Rava. Shnehem birushus. You have two people who are birushus. What does that mean? Says Rashi. They're both walking in rushus harabim. Oy shnehem shloi birushus. Or two people are not birushus. What would that be? Says Rashi. They're both running in rushus harabim. They're not rushus to run. If you run, you can bump into people. So if two people are both walking in Rosh Hashanah, or two people are running in Rosh Hashanah, Yeziku ze chayofim. If they actively damage each other, they're chayof. Husku ze beze pturim. If they got damaged passively, they're potter. So if they're running and each one is and they bump into each other, each one by mistake punched the guy running opposite him, that's his ziku zeze. So chayavim, they're both chayav. If it's husku zebeze, if they both passively just hurt each other, potter. Says the Gemara, Taima de Vishneim Bershus. Oy Shneim Shle Bershus. That's if they're both of equal levels. They're both Bershus. They're both walking in Rosh Hashanah. Or they're both in a shared property. They have Bershus to be here. Or they're both Shle Bershus. Both have no business to be here. Then, Zikus there is the Chayavim, Huskus there is the Pturim. If one is Bershus and one is Shle Bershus, Shle Bershus Chayav. Rishus potter. If they're not the same level, one is Rishus, one is not Rishus, then in that case, if Mr. Rishus damages Shaloi Rishus, he is potter. Says Rashi, only if he wasn't aware about it. Only if Mr. Rishus wasn't aware that there's a Loi Rishus, there's someone around. So let's wrap up. What do you learn from Rashi? Shitas Rashi. That if two people are shaloi brushus, it depends. You actively damage, or you just passively cause damage. If two people are the same level, you're both yes brushus, you're both allowed to be here, or you're both shaloi brushus, then it depends. If you actively damage your friend, you must pay. If it was passive, you cause him to bump into you and get bad damage, you don't have to pay. If one's Bershus, the one Shalai Bershus, Mr. Rishus, if he damages his potter, if he wasn't aware there's someone around. Ashita's Rashi. So therefore, go back to our case. Our friend Reuven is parked at the corner of the road. Shimon drives in, smashes into Reuven's car, damages Reuven's car. Shimon's car gets damaged, and Shimon also gets hurt. He breaks his neck. Who has to pay? So let's work it out.
Reuven parking at the curb, is he called Rishus or Shalai Bershus? Shalai Bershus. So that's going to depend. If Shimon was driving a piachok, he was driving in a normal way, keeping all the laws, he turned around at a normal pace, but it's a blind spot. You're not expecting someone to be parked there. You can't see it. Your field of vision, you can't see just beyond the bend as you're turning. You can't see it. So Shimon is Bershus. Reuven Shalai Bershus. So here we go. Did Shimon know there's someone there? He didn't know. So that's the case. So you have a Rishus who was Mazik Shalai Bershus, who didn't know about it. So therefore, the Maz, his potter, like the Balabais, was Mazik, someone who intruded into his property. He's a Rishus to a Shalai Bershus. If he didn't know, he's potter for Mazik, therefore Shimon is potter for damaging Reuven's car. And Reuven is responsible for Shimon, because he has damaged Shimon yet without Rishus.
So what's going to happen? So how much is Reuven going to pay? The guy who parked the car, what's he going to pay for? Medical expense and the car? No.
The Reuven who parked illegally will pay for Shimon's medical fees, but he will not pay for Shimon's car that got smashed. Why is that? Bava Kama. Exactly. What Shimon? Shimon was, sorry, Reuven was parked there. He was stationary. He put a bor b'shus harabim. He was in a place that people bump into him. It's like you position a bor in the street and people fall in. Fine. So therefore, what does the bor pay for? What does the bor not pay for? Right? No, here it's moment. It doesn't matter. Here it is. Here it is. Shor v'loy Odom, chamor v'loy kelim. So therefore, the Odom you pay, you don't pay for kelim. So Mela, that's the case. Reuven's car will have to pay for Shimon's physical injury. He's an Odom. He won't have to pay for the car, because he's a bore. Good? It's a Xeris HaKosim. I tried to look around. Maybe the Tzitzidei Shomayim is supposed to pay. I didn't find a source that even the Tzitzidei Shomayim is supposed to pay for Kalim. Do you know of such a source? If you dig a bore in the middle of Kfir Yerushalayim Tel Aviv and a car falls in and you say, I'm Potter, because Shor V'lo Yodom Hamor V'lo Kalim, that Tzitzidei Shomayim, should you pay? This is the donkey. Donkey pay. That's what the Torah says. Sure. You're suggesting the car itself is the donkey. Wow. That's interesting. Today we have electrical donkeys. Geschmack. Then you have a Jag. You have a Jaguar. Real one. What's my Gora? Like it, huh? That's very interesting. He's suggesting maybe good for the car, our car is our donkey. That's very interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's case number two. Shimon was driving like a meshugana. Reuven was parked at the corner illegally, and Shimon was driving recklessly. He was speaking on his, he had one arm, he was dialing, he was speaking on his phone, one arm was on the phone, the other one was just trying to check his emails, and driving at the same time, fast, and boom, he smashes him. Now what's the deal? Let's first give him names. Bushus, Shloi Bushus, what's happening over here? What? Is this Bushus or Shloi Bushus? They're both Shloi Bushus. Reuven had no Bushus to park there, and Shimon had no Bushus to drive like a Meshugana. So now what's the deal of Shneim Shloi Bushus? So we learn something more. He's Zikuzeh Zeh Chayov. Who's Kuzeh Zeh Pturim? In this case, it's Shimon who smashed into Reuven. Shimon was Mazik Reuven. So even though Reuven had no business to park there, but the Mazik Shimon smashed into it. So Shimon is the Mazik. He's going to have to pay for Reuven's car. Reuven won't pay Shimon for the damage to his car, to Shimon's injury. It's Shimon's the Mazik. Because they're not the same level. They're not. One's active, one's passive. Be 100% you'll smash into it.
Even driving like a perfect driver, you have not to blind spot of this guy versus what Hashem is doing. In this case, okay, it makes incremental damage, but there would have been already a let's do it, maybe even a safe piece of just to the driver with a cell phone, an email, and so on. And as much as the same thing you have done had it been driving normal. And you say, because you're on the cell phone.
I have to get back to you. You're asking a valid question. Simple reading, we attribute the whoever's active, we give him the bill. But I accept what you're saying.
Okay, so we have case number one where Shimon was driving a pichok and he smashed in. So that's a shus versus lebishus. Case number two is where Shimon was driving like a meshugana. That's shnei shnei bishus, then he's a mazik. Case number three, Shimon saw the car. But he thought, I can still make it. Shimon saw the car. But he thought, it's not going to bother me. But you misjudged. You. Huh? How do you know?
Because isn't Shim? Oh, very good. So the Chura, Shimon is still Rishus. He's a normal driver. He's driving Chuk.
Every driver has to evaluate things, and he tried to make a fair judgment. But it's like a Shoygeik. It was a mistake. The Chura still Shimon is a Rishus. And Reuven's a Lo Rishus. And normally, By Roshus Shaloi Bashus, the Roshus even is Mazik is Potter. But since he knew about it, Shittas Rashi is, if you knew, you should have been extra careful. If you knew about it, you lose your heter Roshus. You should have been careful. If someone intrudes into your heart, sir, you know he's there, if you're Mazik in your chayav, because you should have been careful. That's Shittas Rashi. We have Shittas Haramba. Before we get to Shittas Rambam, what happens if Reuven wasn't parked in the corner? Reuven stopped in the middle of the road. It's a quiet road. He stopped in the middle to check his ways, make a call, double parking, waiting for someone to come out the house. He stopped in the middle of the road. And Shimon was driving Kadin, and he smashed into him. Okay, Reuven wasn't parked at the, he was standing, he was in the car. And Shimon was driving as best of his abilities, and he smashed in because he wasn't supposed to expect someone to be standing, stopping in the middle of the road. It was around the corner. He wasn't able to see. So what's the din? Again, we have Roshus and Shloi Roshus, and Shimon wasn't always there, so therefore he should be Potter. And therefore, what's Reuven going to pay? As we said, Reuven was going to pay for what? For the injury, but not for the damage, because he's a bor. So there's a chiddush about this. There's a difference if Reuven parked the car, or Reuven is in the car stopping it. What way? The Mishnah in Bava Kamma says in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, there's a bal koira, the koira. And there's a chavis. They're walking. There's a guy holding a pole. There's a guy holding a barrel. And they're walking in the streets. And the koira stops for no reason. And because of that, the chavis smashes into the koira and breaks. What's the din? Says the Mishnah, if the koira had no reason to stop and didn't warn him, he's chayav for the chavis. The koira was first, the chavis was behind, the koira stops for no reason, didn't warn him, and the chavis smashes into the koira and breaks, says the Mishnah, the baal koira is chayav. The shayla is, it's a bor b'shus harabim, and shor v'lo odom, chamo v'lo kelim. Why is the koira paying for the barrel? The barrel is a kli. Answer the Rishonim. The Tosfos read, it says, a boar that a man is holding, if a man is holding onto it, he's in control, he can move ahead, it's called Odom HaMazik. Yeah, the guy fell on the floor, and someone rolled over him, that would be a boar. But if he's standing, the balakor is there with his koira, he can move. He decides to stand still. It's not called a boar, it's called a mazik. So therefore, if Reuven parks at the side of the road, he's a boar. He left, the car's there. It's a boar b'shus harabim. He's chayav only for Adam, not for Kalim. But if Reuven is in the car, he has his foot on the brakes, and because he's double parking, he's waiting for someone to come out, he's making a phone call, he's checking his ways, and he has no right to stop in the middle of the road. So that's not called a bor, it's called an odom. And therefore, he'll be chayav for the Shimon's car as well. Not only for Shimon's injury, for Shimon's car as well. Okay. Now we go to Shittas HaRambam. And the Rambam, he learns that it's all a factor of kavona and shleiba kavona. whether Shneim Brushus, if both are Brushus, and they injure each other, or Shneim Shelo Brushus, or he's in the shoes to the mazik, the nizak walked into the mazik, if it was done shaloi bekavona, the potter only bekavona yochayev, he's deliberately trying to cause damage yochayev. And he learns the whole gemara, whether you know or don't know, it means kavona, no kavona. And therefore what, let's go back to our case. So if you don't hurt the kavona, you're potter. In all our cases over here, so let's say three cases. If Reuven parked the car at the corner, Shimon, if he innocently, not at his fault, he bashed into him, he had no, it wasn't a kavana, his potter. If Shimon was driving recklessly, so this is called, that's what he called mazik. You damage someone. That's like a mazik. You drive it like a mishuganos. You're a mazik. It's not called shoygek. So therefore, if he saw him, but he miscalculated. He saw he's there, but he thought he could still make it, and he smashed him. He was driving good, but he was Shimon miscalculated. So according to Rashi, we said, since you know about it, you're responsible. According to Raman, it doesn't matter if you know. Did you have kavana to smash into him or not? So therefore, you'll be potter. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Ches, in Shin Ayin Ches, in the he brings both opinions. Yeah. Yeah. That it's only Birshus, only if you walk into someone's property. It's only one case that you have. If you walked in the Nizak's domain, you only have the Shoigeg if the Mazik walked into the Nizak's domain without Birshus and he damaged the Nizak by mistake. Only then you have. Only without Birshus. If Shneim Birshus, Shneim Shloi Birshus, then you're part of the shoygek. Only if one's rishus, one's labor shus, and you're in the nizak's domain, the nizak's homeland, and the mazik damage the shoygek, only then is it chayev. Depends, are you shus or not. Right. So according to Rambam, so if Shimon miscalculated, then he'll be potter. It's Leibach Havon. Anyway, we have both opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So no matter what's going to happen, we're going to wrap up now. What's going to happen? Take all our cases again. Reuven parks at the corner. Shloim B'Shus, he parks at the corner. Shimon innocently, he couldn't see him, smashed into him. So it depends. So about the Shimon's potter and Reuven's chayef. What's he chayef for? Bor. Bor is only chayef for Adam, not for Kalim. But if Shimon was in the car, Reuven was in the car, in the middle of the street, he's like the Baal HaKor holding on, and he could have gone ahead, then he's chayef for Kalim as well. Like the guy holding on to the koyo stops and the chavis bashes in, the koyo is high for kalim. It doesn't have a din of odom, of bor, has a din of an odom. Okay? Then we have if Shimon, Reuven parked Shleikadin, and Shimon was driving Shleikadin as well, so therefore it's Hiziku says, so therefore
it's Hiziku. So Shimon will be high because he's Mazik Reuven. He's active. and it's called, and even called the Rama, it's called like mezid. If you're driving, the pshia is like a kavon. It's not called oines. So then Shimon will be chayav if he bashed in, and if Shimon was driving kadin, he miscalculated. But he saw Reuven, but Shimon thought, I can still make it. He miscalculated. According to Rashi, since he saw, he should have been extra careful. According to Rambam, it's called Shegek, and since you're Rashus, he's Shrei Bashus, you're Pata. Both opinions are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, in that case, Shimon could say, Kimli, I hold like the Rambam, and Moitim Chavei Olav Raya, and he wouldn't have to pay the damage to Reuven. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.